This is Business by the Bay, here to discuss challenges businesses face and possible solutions. Your host, Ajay Sani.
Good morning and welcome everyone to Business by the Bay, where we talk to successful business leaders and discuss various challenges businesses face and also possible solutions.
I'm your host, Ajay Sani, and today's show is sponsored by Payroll Vault. It is a boutique-style local payroll service provider for small businesses. Payroll Vault fully handles the payroll tasks and take over complex payroll activity from the business owners so that they can focus on running their companies. For details, you may call them at 925-273-7020, 925-273-7020. Today, I'm extremely excited to have Lynn Hampton with me. She is a startup specialist, an attorney who has practiced in corporate, small business, and commercial real estate law for 25 years. She served as in-house counsel for three businesses during the time she worked there. She is admitted to practice in Florida as well as the United States Supreme Court. Lynn is an experienced entrepreneur and online educator. She has helped thousands of clients, whether from her law practice, coaching, or through her online group facilitation to improve their lives and start and grow their businesses. So good morning, Lynn. How are you doing today?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me, AJ, and good morning to you.
So let me start. You know, when it comes to any business idea, usually what happens, a business owner is extremely enthusiastic about the idea. So rather than looking into like how the business should be set up and all that, typically would like to jump and start working on the product or services. And from the compliance and legal point of view, what kind of risks do you see if there are no proper controls from an audit point of view?
Well, that's a great question. And I wished a lot more people would ask that before they jumped into doing business. First of all, there are a lot of books out there that say, just get started. Well, it may be a great concept by listening to that or whatever. It's not really a wise concept because what happens is you get going and then you get so busy that you don't really go back and think about putting the structures in the systems. And so the growth that you could possibly have is stunted because you haven't done that. But before I really get specific about the question that you ask, those of us in the legal field typically start out by saying, okay, it depends, because every situation is different, of course, and you can't just give an overall, like, one size fits all kind of a solution. But generally speaking, I always recommend that a new business owner start a limited liability company or an LLC at a minimum to get started. And when they have that in place, you get the protection from liability in case there's something wrong with one of the products you sell, if there's an audit or if there's a litigation, if somebody falls on your property driving in the pursuit of your business, then you can get sued for that. If you have an LLC in place, they can sue the LLC only, providing other measures are in place as well. And they can't come after your personal asset. So a lot of people get confused when they talk about owning an LLC by themselves. They think because they're a single owner LLC that they don't have to do anything, that, you know, they're one and the same as the LLC. But you have to think about what an LLC or any other corporate entity is. It's a fictitious person that is given the privilege of doing business, and it's a separate entity from you. So you need to treat it separately. So you need to have separate bank accounts. You need to have records of all of the actions that you take on behalf of the corporation. You know, those are the main things that I can think of. Of course, you know, there are books and books and books written about this topic alone. But generally speaking, if you can prove that you operate your business separate from your individual life, it, you know, again, separate bank accounts, financial records, you need to have an operating agreement in place, though some states don't require it to be in writing. I think it's always a good idea to have that stuff there so you can prove that you are operating as a business. So, and if you take major actions, purchases or whatever, then you should have those documented. Therefore, when you get audited by the IRS or you get sued, you can have a separate book that shows proof that you actually were operating properly. And that's, you know, courts don't really want to come after people individually. But if you can't prove you're a separate entity from your business or your business is a separate entity from you, you're going to get in trouble. I was going to just say just a real short story to, you know, to illustrate this. And I, you know, I was involved with a business, and I'll try to, I could talk days about this too, but I was involved in a business where the main goal was build it up, sell it, pay the bills at the end out of the closing proceeds. And boy, they didn't count on so many things that would happen in the meantime. And ultimately, the company ended up in bankruptcy because they couldn't meet their obligations. They didn't take into account what their overhead was. I mean, there's things that they just ignored for the sake of pushing through. And, you know, it was very painful. It was a quite large bankruptcy, and the partners did not end well. I mean, it was a really good lesson.
So these are some really massive risks that you're talking if we don't do things right in the first place. So why do business owners tend to ignore these risks? Is it because of the costs, or it's just the lack of knowledge they are not aware of?
Primarily, I think it's lack of knowledge. And again, like I said, most of the books out there just say get started. They think it's okay. So they're really not getting the best advice from people who aren't professionals and do this for a living. And frankly, I think a lot of us have the belief that bad things happen to other people. So they don't ever think it's going to happen to them. And I can't tell you how many clients have come to me going, I did this or I didn't do this, and it's been a mess to clean up. And if there's litigation, it doesn't always end favorably. So, you know, if there's an IRS audit, it's painful. And some of those debts will follow you. They become personal debt. So there's just things that people need to do to get started running their business properly in the beginning. And if they contacted, looked at people other than the books that just say, get out there and do it, because you don't know what their expertise is, if it's valid advice. So, but really, honestly, I don't think people do this stuff on purpose. I just think that they don't know what to do. And then they get intimidated about asking. And then when they think about hiring a lawyer, that could get expensive. In my opinion, the expense up front is way less than the expense on the other end if something goes wrong.
And there is also another mindset. Some people think that, these lawsuits and all that we hear in the news and all, they are like for big corporations. But if I'm starting like small, I'm just like a one person or two persons, startup or whatever, how does it matter? We are not big, or who will come after us? So it's like we are safe. So that kind of an illusion is there.
Well, I had one client in particular who lost $130,000 and she was basically by herself in her business to take adequate precautions. And for her, she ended up signing an as-is business. She didn't look to see if the lease, she was buying a restaurant. She didn't look to see if the lease was going to be available for transfer. Could she assume the lease? She didn't do a lot of that stuff. And because it was an as-is purchase, no guarantees, no warranties, no nothing, she couldn't get her money back. So one person trying to buy a restaurant, $130,000. One thing I wanted to add, AJ, is people are thinking about starting a business and they're worried about some of the startup costs. And if they're still working, another way they can start and be safe is to continue with their job and build their business on the side and absorb some of those costs with their paychecks.
I think it's the easiest thing to do when we are starting the business, to do everything properly. But I would say still better late than never, right? So whether a business is about to open or is already in operations, how can one make sure that everything is in order from a control and compliance point of view?
Well, at some point, you're going to know when it's really not. If you're already started, you're not going to be able to find paperwork. You're not going to be able to produce a financial statement. You're not going to be able to find contracts, things like that. So in the beginning, again, hiring the right professionals is essential. People, again, we talked about the cost. People think, it's really, really expensive. But there's some, solo practitioners out there who really don't charge as much as the Wall Street type firms. So you can find reasonably priced attorneys and, you can negotiate with them. So I think people don't think they have that ability to do that, that attorneys just won't, work with you. And I've taken on new clients where it's like, look, I'll lower your fees in the beginning, but as you start getting more successful, then the fees are going to start increasing, help them out. So, and that worked out really well for us. So, you may come up with options outside the box that may help you get the right help that you need in the beginning. But some of the professionals you really need, I think, are an attorney, a bookkeeper, an accountant, somebody who will help you get control of the records and help you manage manage the systems that those go through. I mean, if you can turn something over to somebody to do your bank reconciliations and to cause to produce statements, that would be ideal. From an ownership perspective, I always recommend, if you're not real familiar with being an entrepreneur or a business owner, you take online courses or so that you can start learning more about business. And one of the things about being an entrepreneur is love to learn. So I believe that, you know, for me, it's a critical thing. And I've studied and studied and studied because I was on one side of the desk doing deals after they were made. But now that I became an entrepreneur, it's like, okay, there's a whole different perspective now. There's negotiations, there's, you know, then all the systems that you have to set up for yourself. So you can also, if you, you know, the costs are a little bit prohibitive, go to networking groups, go to chamber meetings. There's a lot of online forums. You can tell pretty quickly if people know what they're talking about. Hire a consultant, probably going to be less than an attorney anyway, and can help you. But, you know, look at what their experience is. And if they're in your industry or have specialization in your industry, even better for you. If you're starting, you're looking to get things done quickly, go hire an attorney, go hire the right professionals just to get you on track as quickly as possible.
Yeah, basically ignorance is not an excuse.
I found a picture of, well, you know, we've all seen it where the guy's on the beach or whatever with his head in the sand. You really, it's not a wise way to do business. And quite frankly, you're not going to be successful. We know what the statistics are, right, AJ? More than 50% are gone after what, 4 to 5 years, and 95% are gone by 10 years.
Need to do things right. So how do you help your clients stay compliant?
Well, I actually did work for a national firm at one point. We had a client come in, he had an import business, and somebody offered him, I think, $30 million for this business, right? It blew his mind, he couldn't believe it. So when we went to the negotiate with the buyers, and we were, the buyers have to do due diligence, right? They need to see your corporate records are in place. They need to see that you've been managing the business properly, that you've got, you can show the profit, they can analyze the numbers. There's all of those things that you have to do. Well, one of the things that this guy did not do was keep corporate records. For many people, that's a red flag. If you're trying to sell a business and you can't put your hands on records or prove what you did or that you had the authority to do what you did, it becomes a problem. Fortunately, we were able to convince the buyer to let us update all the records. So he had to bring everything in for us. And we were in downtown Miami, a tall building. So he had to carry boxes in for us to sit there and create all of those records for those past 10 years. Now, by doing that, we were able to allow him to ratify all of those actions, but we would not allow him to sign those documents as of the date that they should have happened, because that's fraud. So you have to be really careful how you put all that together. So that's one way I help clients, is if they're in the middle of, you know, somebody's offered to buy their business and they don't have their records in place, kind of like a business checkup. So I go in, I go through, you know, I've done due diligence for people who are buying. I go through all the records. I've been in people's attics going through records. I do that. I also have a service where I do the compliance for you automatically annually. You just answer a few questions, let me know what's happened, then I can produce those documents for you. And what I'm working on right now, I've gotten started, is creating a pack of forms that are fairly standard and will allow you to add things that you can add on your own. So there's 3-4 ways I do that to help people. And then when I start their organization for them, if it's an LLC, I create the operating agreement, the organizational minutes, I create certificates of ownership, and I create a ledger to monitor the ownership, so that if you sell interest and things like that. And then for the corporate records, it's a little bit more involved. You have to do organizational minutes, resolutions, boards of directors, officers and directors. So it can get a little bit more tedious. And, you know, if you don't know how to do that and you're taking too much time to do that, it kind of pays to value your time and put your talents where they're best used and hire the outside professionals to do that. So that's definitely part of my service as well.
Very good. So do you offer your services nationwide?
I do. But since I'm licensed in Florida only to practice, I don't do it as an attorney. I do it as a consultant, because that protects me. Obviously, I can't give legal advice legally outside of the state of Florida. I can consult with people. A lot of these forms are so standard, and most businesses do standard type things. So I can do that kind of thing. I can consult with you if you have legal issues. I do that as well. But if you're in a complicated transaction or something unusual is going on, then you you really should hire local counsel who can represent you in this jurisdiction where you are. For one client I had, I was doing some consulting work with her for her business. So it was just, I went to her property, I evaluated where she was with not only setting up books, but how she was pricing things, how she was marketing. You know, I do all that kinds of things for my clients as well. And then I can advise them, especially if they need something outside of my area of expertise, of what they should be asking their other attorneys or, you know, with other specialties and things like that. So that's primarily how I help. I also can do some coaching to explain why these things are necessary or consulting. There's different ways that, you know, we can work through this, especially if you want to learn, then you can definitely hire consultants, coaches, but just make sure that they're qualified to do what you need to have done.
Because it's a case of like knowing what to do in first place. If we are not aware of and we ignore certain things, that can come and bite us later on. So it's a lot easier if we focus on what we need to do. And for that, if we get help, that's great. And a lot of times we do need help, but knowing what we are looking for is also the starting point.
You know, AJ, part of the problem too is the legalese. People really don't understand. Sometimes they don't understand financial terms. So you really should go outside of yourself. If you're finding yourself getting really confused and just procrastinating because you don't know what to do, then there's a way to get out there and try to find that. I had another client, very small client. She had one of those kiosks in a mall, right? And she sold, was it called bubble tea or something? So somebody wanted to buy her cart. And she was going to be able to sell it for $30,000. It was great because she was still a college student, you know, but she went online to find a sales contract and she went through it and she found paragraphs that she did not understand. So she removed them. She left her wide open for the buyer to take complete advantage of her because she took out some of the most important clauses simply because she didn't understand. So sometimes I say, if you've already signed a contract and then you come to me, it's usually too late because there's not much I can do. You can't typically go back and renegotiate. We'll say people aren't that nice, but most of the time when it comes to business, business is business. You agreed, you signed the contract, we're done. So they're not usually willing to open up the door for renegotiation at that point. So if you're that confused about things, don't go online. Don't try to figure it out yourself. Please find somebody, an attorney to help you do things the right way, because it will cost you not only money, time, emotion, frustration, all those things that you really don't want to have to experience. So definitely get the help that you need. Pay for it up front because it's a whole lot less expensive.
This has been very useful. I think a lot of information you provided in terms of more than just what we need to do. It's more like the mindset that we need to think about certain things rather than just ignoring and go with the flow, assuming nothing will happen to us. So this is extremely useful, Lynn. And we are almost towards the end. Yeah. Any final comments or suggestions for small and medium business owners?
Well, you know, if anybody would like to reach out or something, you know, maybe I can answer some less time extensive questions, but I'm happy to be able to help in any way I can. But overall, I've just seen too many disasters and it sounds negative, but it's reality. Set yourself up for success in the beginning. The success is going to be much easier to attain in the long run.
And if we are doing everything right from the beginning, it will not be that much work because we are just going whatever is required one step at a time. So it will actually be less time consuming and it will help us to stay more organized.
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. And really, once you learn it and figure out what the steps are, like you said, it's not that time consuming and it's really not that hard. And there's services out there. It doesn't have to be mine, but there are services out there. We'll do this for a few $100 a year for you, even monthly if you need stuff done. So the bigger your business, the more activity you have, you can hire these services on a monthly basis to take care of that for you so you don't have to waste your time.
So listeners, if you want to ask any more questions and want to have some consultation from Lynn, you can reach her via email. Her email address is lynn@hamptonmanagementcorp.com. Lynn, lynn@hamptonmanagementcorp.com. So thank you for joining us on Business by the Bay today.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm sorry I've interrupted you, but thank you for inviting me. This is great.
Yeah, Lynn, it was, as I said, this has been extremely useful, and I think we all should pay attention. And as I said in the beginning, a lot of times it's just the enthusiasm to do things rather than focusing on the compliance part. So what you mentioned today has been extremely valuable. And I really want to say thanks for sharing your knowledge with our listeners today.
My pleasure. And thank you too.
So this show was brought to you by Payroll Vault. We hope that you enjoyed the show. You can find the recording of this show at our website, businessbythebay.live. Please feel free to contact us in case you have any questions for our featured guest or want to become a featured guest. You may send us an email at info@businessbythebay.live. We'll be back in 2 weeks at the same time, 10 a.m. Until then, take care and stay safe.
Business by the Bay with your host, Ajay Sani. Join us next time as we discuss challenges businesses face and possible solutions.